tattoos, I think now, it's really literally just laughing. But as the laughter leader, there's clapping and chanting. You know, you lead the games. It's just allowing yourself permission. And when we laugh as a group, it's contagious in a good way. We feel good. We're oxygenated. We're secreting the love drugs. And we're totally present.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, today we have a guest with a combination you will never hear again. I can promise you that. Laughter and soil. An expert in both. And I tell you what, we need more laughter and better soil now more than ever. So Kathy Nesbitt is joining us. It's actually the 21st anniversary of her incredible worm farm. And welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, Kathy. How are you?
Justin, thank you. I love that introduction. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit of it. Let's start with the 21st anniversary, and then we'll get into some laughter yoga, too.
Right on. Yeah, it's the 21st anniversary of Kathy's Curly Composter, selling worms by the pound. Woo! Can you imagine? So this is indoor composting with worms. Worms in the house. Who doesn't want it? So I'm in Canada. For winter, it's a way that we can continue composting year-round. And for California or Texas, when it's where it's really hot, indoor where it's cool enough and the worms are, they don't cook. So it's food scraps and paper, and the worms eat it all and convert it into nature's finest fertilizer so we can grow more delicious, nutritious fruits and vegetables.
I love it. I love it. So do most people, they buy the compost and then you kind of send it to them, or how do they get their hands on this fine dirt?
Well, my goal when I started my worm business, because I didn't have business savvy, was to put worms in every living space. So I'm selling the workers. I'm selling worms instead of the... So the byproduct for me is the compost. It's not my focus, so I produce very little compost.
Gotcha. So people can buy the worms, and they use them to put the worms in their soil, not on their fishing lines.
Nope, the worms are in the house. The worms are in a container. They're like spoiled worms that get all your food scraps and your paper, and then the worms turn it into nutrient-rich soil. So we can, so it's a way. So for me, it's a way for us to manage. Like I really believe worms are going to play an ever-increasing role in waste management, soil production, and therefore food security. And I started my business because the landfill closed for the Greater Toronto Area. Biggest city in Canada, and we started to export our garbage to the U.S. Even though Canada's so big, right? Second largest. Yikes. So I had a solution, indoor composting, and it's huge. And I thought that was why I started my business, and I quickly realized, oh my gosh, it's for the soil, like for the fertilizer that the worms produce. Their poop is the black gold. So they're just these one. And so now I'm like, what if we had worms in every living space, every house, every school, every business, worms everywhere? Now we don't have to truck around our organic matter. We all eat.
Absolutely. I love it. Yeah. And especially out here in California, we have to break out our organic waste and put it with our leaves and grass clipping. So yeah, we're already separating it out, and we compost at our house. But I never knew that this was a thing. So you learn something every day. I have to ask: have you seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, I have.
The worm farms, right in the living room. Oh my gosh, you brought it to reality. You made it happen. I don't remember when that movie first aired, but it was probably right around the same time when you started your business. So
I know,
good for you.
It was very close. Yeah, yeah. Right. was like, that's awesome. Maybe I got it from the movie. No.
Oh, well, I would play off. I would figure out a way to play off of it because there, that is a piece of it. Yeah. Well, it's just a, it's such an iconic movie and it's just hysterical. And anyways, I just thought I had to bring that up. And for those who don't know, Jim Carrey and Bridges, not Bridges, is it Lloyd Bridges? That's not Lloyd Bridges. Jeff Bridges. Jeff. That's not Jeff Bridges. Anyways, you know, Harry and the two of them, they are, they have a worm farm business in their living room. And so anyways, man, it's just a hysterical movie. So, and you've turned it into a, such a beautiful project to help with all the issues we have with our soil. And before we shift gears into to the laughter yoga, you know, explain a little bit to people that don't understand what's happening to our topsoil here in just, let's say, our continent here in North America.
North America, we've wrecked the soil. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm so grateful for the worms because it is a hopeful solution. Because you can't have a solution without a problem. We have a massive problem because we've done monocropping. Corn, wheat, soy, acres and acres of this. Of these crops, which are fine, but when we grow on how nature did not intend, we need to add a lot of chemicals. And anything that ends with a side means death. Whew. So, yeah, so we're wiping out everything, and that's what we've done. So we're destroying all the biology in the soil for, you know, maybe one or two bugs. So adding the nutrients back in, adding the compost, it's like a building... a building process. You add, it needs to be added and re-added and reapplied, and you keep on building and building. And then you have this beautiful diversity of soil. And we have healthy soil, then our plants are healthy. And I talk about our immunity. If we have strong immunity in our bodies and somebody we're next to somebody who's sick, we probably won't get sick, or we get, you know, only a little bit sick and we recover quicker. Same with the soil. There's always pathogens present, pathogens in the soil, but they can't do any harm if the soil is healthy and has a great microbiome.
Absolutely. And I was just going to, you read my mind. It was like, and if with all this monocropping and pesticides and depleting the nutrients and basically the microbiome of the soil, well, then what is it that we're eating? If our plants don't have these nutrients, they don't have this microbiome, if you will, then how is it supposed to feed our immune system and make sure that we have all the bacteria and all the healthy bacteria that we need in our gut, which is really the home center base of our immune system. So, yeah, I don't, unfortunately, or I bet if you did a poll out there, if you did like a, you know, a Gallup poll, the conversation that we're having right now, I can almost guarantee, what would you guess, maybe 5%, maybe 10% of the residents of North America know about this?
Oh, that makes me sad. Let's go on to laughter.
We certainly can, but here's the good part. We're talking about it, and the more we talk about it.
Absolutely.
And who else is going
to educate us? I'm really happy to share the message, you know, and I think, Justin, I have a psychology degree, and I believe the challenge is the worms. The challenge with this super cool concept is the worms. People are afraid. They were traumatized as a child. Somebody chased them around, a sibling or somebody at school after a rain. Something happened. And if you were traumatized as a child by something, you're not looking to that as a solution later on. Right? Because you have that piece that is just like pushing it away. You don't know why. So although I've been quite successful in attracting media over my 21 years, 300 articles, TV, radio, I have a documentary. But if you're afraid of worms, you're not even listening to that podcast or reading that article. I mean, they're going to listen to this one.
Absolutely. What's the name of the documentary so people can check it out?
Squirm.
Love it.
It's called Squirm, the story of Kathy's crawly composters.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, I know we have limited time, so let's get into the second chapter. And laughter yoga, I've been exposed to it a little, very little.
Yay.
But I want to hear more, and I know the power of laughter is has been documented as such a healing mechanism. And I don't know that I've ever heard it blended with yoga. We have beach yoga out here on the beach for free, and we give out raw hemp CBD for people to, you know, relax and find their zen. But explain to us laughter yoga. I don't think I've ever seen those two combined before.
Let me give you a nice, let me worm my way into laughter. So it was 2012. One more person said, ew, worms in the house. And they'd said it many times over the previous 10 years. I just didn't hear it. I heard it that day, and it hit my heart, and I really questioned everything. What am I doing? Why do I care so much? Why don't others? And then I was introduced to laughter yoga. So laughter yoga is not about fancy pants or poses. It's not doing yoga and laughing. It's laughing. It's just laughing for the health of it. Started in 1995 by a medical doctor in India, Dr. Madan Kateria, and his goal is world peace. And it's oh my gosh, it's in 120 countries, I think, now. It's really literally just laughing. But as the laughter leader, there's clapping and chanting, you know, you lead the games. It's just allowing yourself permission. And when we laugh as a group, it's contagious in a good way. We feel good, we're oxygenated, we're secreting the love drugs, and we're totally present.
Well, I love it, and I think that's just fantastic. Can we do like maybe a little exercise for the audience?
Absolutely. Yeah, so let's do, since it's audio, let's do cell phone laughter and pretend like somebody's saying something really funny. So we're just going to be laughing like we're holding the phone, because I literally am. And we're just going to be laughing like someone's telling us a funny story. Okay, you ready? On three,
I'm ready.
We're gonna start laughing.
All right.
One, two, three. Clapping, and you clap to a rhythm, one, two, one, two, three, and the words are ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And those, that is to break the game. So you're doing, you know, these fun games. Imagine everybody milling around. They're on their cell phones, like we're in a group, or on Zoom. It works really well on Zoom, doing these little activities. So when we say ho, ho, ha, 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 or very good, and we throw our arms in the air, yay, then people know, oh, okay, that's the end of that activity. Now time to go on to the next thing.
So that's how you end the laughter.
That's how you end that activity, and then people get present. Like once you're doing ho, ho, ha, 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 and you're clapping, ho, ho, ha, 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 everybody joins in, and then that gets you in sync again. And then, yeah, so it's about deep diaphragmatic breathing, you know, just connecting, secreting, you know, Laughter is the best medicine. Have you had your daily dose? I know you talk about daily dose for your show. Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins versus cortisol and adrenaline when we're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing. Laughter is just, I believe it's something that was squished out of us because you can't control people when they're laughing.
Love it. And how can people... Do you have videos or courses, or how do you? How can they take some lessons and courses and laugh along with you?
Oh, yes, thank you. My website is kathysclub.com. I have a free club every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. It might be a little bit early for California, but I do have people from California come. It's online on Zoom. It's free, 30-minute super fun self-care. I incorporate tapping, brain gym, and other healing modalities to help people get out of stress and jump into joy. It's our birthright.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, and I would love, I would definitely love to send you some of our raw hemp oil, organic, made out here in Southern California to incorporate so you can try. Like, we have a chill, which is a fun, like, zen kind of just relaxing one. But then we also have a boost, which might be the one for you and for what you're up to. All it is we just add a little infused organic American ginseng on top of the cold-pressed organic raw hemp that we make. And it just gives you just that little extra jolt as an adaptogen. And, you know, people that are looking like to, because they're going to be getting plenty of endorphins and plenty of good, you know, chemicals pumping through their body through the laughter. And I think that's great. I just, I really, really do. But before we wrap up, any final message that you want to leave for our audience?
Yes, giggle and chill or giggle and boost. Either is good.
Exactly. We'll mail you some to Canada and make sure we get you some more. And I just think it's fantastic. And at the end of every Miracle Plant podcast, we say heal the world, because that is the mission here, to reach 1 billion people by 2025, be it podcasts, YouTube, products, teaching people how to grow this in their backyard with a bunch of great compost and worms as well, and laugh while they do it, and laugh with their plants and talk with their plants and enjoy the process of growing outside under this beautiful sunshine and beautiful earth that we have. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world, because that is the mission. And the count of three, whether it's through laughter or good soil, let's heal the world. One, two, three. Heal the world!
Heal the world! Yay! Woo!
All right. Well, such a treat to have you on, and we'll definitely have to have you come back again. And thank you for joining us, everyone else as well, on the Miracle Plant Podcast. Make sure you be a blessing. And happy healing!
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi, my name's Kate, and I'm your host of the Pot Moms Podcast. I started the Pot Moms Podcast, well, because I wanted to end the stigma against using cannabis, specifically with moms, but also anyone who chooses to consume. I strive for a balance of humor and education, along with some pretty rad guests, to help combat social biases that come with consuming cannabis. Kids are hard. Join me for regular podcast episodes packed with parenting hacks, real-life stories, and of course, my favorite cannabis products. The days are long, but the years are short. So roll another J and take a deep breath. Keep blazing and stay amazing.